Okay, well, straight away, I'm looking at the portable gaming devices. I think they're fantastic. They are much cheaper than other systems, and they take up less space.
I completely agree with you. And of course, you can take them with you wherever you go. But really, driverless cars would have a lot more benefits.
I'm not so sure. People say they will cut down on car accidents, yet I wonder if that's true. They depend on satellite technology. And what if that breaks down?
Good point. Still, I wonder, isn't that the case with all technology? That there are dangers? If a driver is tired, though, surely there are more dangers. And you wouldn't be able to go over the speed limit?
I suppose so. And it would be wonderful to be able to do other things, like read, instead of looking at the boring road.
What about some of the other things, like robots?
Robots? I imagine they're fantastic in factories because they don't make mistakes and they can do dangerous jobs.
And they don't need to take breaks or holidays. Still, I'm not sure about in the home. Would you want a robot doing the housework?
Oh, I don't know. It sounds like a good idea.
Yes, but...
No, I'm kidding. However, they must be incredibly useful, for example, in car production. They never get tired.
Right, let's move on to 3D TV.
Okay, what do you think?
Well, the picture is obviously fantastic. It feels like real life. Most people don't like having to wear special glasses, though.
But aren't we getting more used to them these days?
A little. Even so, they're still a nuisance.
But if you've ever seen a football match in 3D, you'll never want to go back to an ordinary flat-screen TV.
Yes, I can see the advantage for special events, but not for all the time.
Of course. And anyway, you don't have to watch in 3D unless you choose to, so you just use it when you want to.
That's true. Well, lastly then, e-book readers.
I think they're great for traveling, and you can put a whole library on a very small tablet.
Yes, but I think it will take a long time for people to feel comfortable with them. Books are still very attractive.
Now you have about a minute to decide which item might have the most benefits.
Right, so now we have to make up our minds about which item has the most benefits.
Yes. I think we could find benefits in all of them. And of course, it would depend on the situation. But for general everyday use, I would say that robots have fewer benefits. Don't you agree?
Yes, I guess so. And really, I don't think you are as enthusiastic as I am about the idea of e-book readers.
Yes, you're right. They have advantages, but a lot of people still prefer books.
So we won't agree on that one. What about 3D TV?
Yes, possibly. But I think it's more of a luxury item, not really a necessity.
But neither are portable gaming devices. Nice, but not absolutely necessary.
And if you've got a video games console at home and you've got games on your smartphone, they're not necessary at all.
So that leaves the driverless cars.
Yes. You weren't as enthusiastic as me at the beginning, but I think you changed your mind.
Yes, I did, when I thought about it. I can see them having a big effect. They would be good for older or disabled people, or really anyone who doesn't like driving.
And most importantly, they will reduce the number of car accidents dramatically.
Okay, so we both think that driverless cars would have the most benefits, many more than the others.
Thank you.